Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In How Dogs Love Us, A Neuroscientist and His Adopted Dog. Decode the Canine Brain, Gregory Burns explores the deep bond between humans and dogs. Burns, a neuroscientist, embarks on a groundbreaking journey to answer a captivating question. What do dogs think and feel about us? Fueled by the loss of his own dog, Newton, Burns is driven to understand the inner workings of the canine brain. Using cutting-edge brain imaging technology, he aspires to decode the canine brain's mysteries. This book is not just about the love dogs have for humans. It is a profound quest for understanding and empathy, pushing the boundaries of neuroscience and animal behavior. Burns's narrative is a blend of science, love, and the quest for interspecies understanding, challenging us to rethink our relationship with our four-legged friends. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the motivation behind the study. The inception of Gregory Burns's groundbreaking study is rooted in personal loss and scientific curiosity. After the death of his beloved dog, Newton, Burns was left pondering about the depth of the emotional bond they shared. This personal quest was coupled with his professional expertise in neuroscience, leading him to wonder if it was possible to truly understand what dogs think and feel. The unique combination of his emotional drive and scientific skills sets the stage for a pioneering research project aimed at exploring the canine mind through MRI scans. Burns' motivation showcases the powerful blend of personal connection and scientific inquiry, illustrating how deeply personal experiences can inspire scientific breakthroughs and lead to profound insights into the animal psyche. Secondly, understanding canine emotions. One of the cornerstone topics of Burns' exploration is the emotional life of dogs. Through the lens of neuroscience, Burns seeks to uncover whether dogs have emotions similar to humans. Utilizing non-invasive MRI technology, he gently guides dogs into scanners to observe their brain activity in response to various stimuli, such as the presence of their owners or the smell of familiar humans versus strangers. These experiments reveal significant insights into how dogs process emotions, suggesting that dogs indeed experience emotions like love, excitement, and possibly even empathy. By scientifically demonstrating that dogs have complex emotional lives, Burns's work challenges conventional views and underscores the importance of treating animals with compassion and understanding, akin to fellow sentient beings. Thirdly, the bond between dogs and humans. Burns delves into the intricacies of the relationship between dogs and humans, examining how millennia of living together have shaped this unique bond. Through his research, he investigates the mutual understanding and communication that underpin this relationship, considering how dogs have evolved to read human cues and, in turn, how humans interpret canine signals. The MRI studies detailed in the book provide fascinating evidence of dogs' capability to recognize their owner's sense and how their brains light up in response, akin to humans' reactions to seeing loved ones. This analysis not only strengthens the idea that dogs genuinely love their human companions, but also highlights the co-evolution of humans and dogs, emphasizing a shared connection that transcends species. Fourthly, the science of canine cognition. Burns's work extends beyond emotions, venturing into the realm of canine cognition, how dogs think, solve problems, and perceive their world. Through meticulous experiments, he sheds light on dogs' cognitive abilities, comparing them with human infants' cognitive stages. This comparison not only highlights the intelligence of dogs, but also showcases their consciousness and ability to experience the present moment fully. Burns argues that understanding canine cognition is essential for appreciating the depth of our relationship with dogs, advocating for recognition of their mental capabilities and the ethical implications for how we treat them. By doing so, Burns makes a compelling case for the recognition of dogs as thinking, feeling individuals, deserving of respect and empathy. Lastly, implications for animal rights and welfare. The findings from Burns' research have far-reaching implications for animal rights and welfare. By providing scientific evidence of dogs' emotional depth and cognitive capabilities, Burns challenges society to reconsider how we treat dogs and, by extension, all animals. This body of work serves as a powerful argument against cruelty and neglect, advocating for policies and practices that recognize the sentient nature of animals. Burns' research thus acts as a catalyst for change, encouraging a shift towards more humane treatment of dogs, improved welfare standards, and legal recognition of animals' rights. It underscores the need for a societal transformation in the way animals are perceived, treated, and protected, advocating for a world where the bond between humans and animals is not just recognized, but also respected and cherished. In conclusion, Gregory Berndt is How Dogs Love Us is an essential read for dog lovers, animal rights advocates, and anyone intrigued by the intricate workings of the brain, human or canine. It combines rigorous scientific research with heartfelt stories, offering profound insights into the minds of our closest non-human companions. Berndt masterfully demonstrates that dogs do love us in their own unique ways, challenging readers to view dogs not just as pets, but as family members with rich emotional lives. By showcasing the scientific evidence of dogs' emotional and cognitive capabilities, Berndt not only deepens our understanding of dogs, but also calls for a reevaluation of how we treat them. This book has the potential to transform our relationships with dogs, promoting empathy, compassion, and ethical treatment. It is a testament to the power of interdisciplinary research and the undying bond between humans and dogs, making it a compelling and transformative read for anyone looking to deepen their connection to the canine world. If you would like to support Gregory Berndt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.